Is this Twitter deal going to get closed, you think? What are the chances here?
Well, I mean, it really depends on a lot of factors here. I'm still waiting for some sort of logical explanation for the number of sort of fake or spam accounts on Twitter. And Twitter is refusing to tell us. So, you know, this just seems like a strange thing.
Wait, sorry, are they refusing to tell you, or you don't think they really know? I mean, there's a good chance they may just have no idea.
They claim that they do know.
Yeah.
And they claim that they've got this complex methodology that only they can understand.
But the guy who landed like, two rockets simultaneously
like,
can't
understand. When you do the witch's brew, you stir this cauldron, and then you throw the nuthle bone. And
double,
Hogsworth,
toil and trouble. Spell, and then suddenly it comes to you in a dream. I don't know. But there should be some, you know, objective way to assert the thing. Because this is a material public statement.
It's a threshold issue, yeah.
It's a material adverse misstatement. You know, if they in fact have been vociferously claiming less than 5% of fake or spam accounts, but in fact it is 4 or 5 times that number, or perhaps 10 times that number, this is a big deal. It's sort of like if you said, okay, I agree to buy your house. You say the house has less than 5% termites. That's an acceptable number. But if it turns out it is 90% termites, that's not okay. You know, it's not the same house. This house is made mostly of termites. Termites leave. It literally, your house will disappear because it's mostly made of termites.